Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Ruth.
This is Doug.
Hi, Doug. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Kind of quiet on here.
I think we might be the only ones.
I think we, well, and Steve. Steve's here.
Oh, Steve's here.
Steve sets up the recording.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I don't hear him talking, but he's got the recording going. I'll do a few more things. My, this is unusual. Yesterday we didn't have electricity for quite a while. Well, it was after the call.
Your electricity was down?
Right. It's not too unusual here with all the trees we have. Quite a big area of Vashon. I'm not sure how much. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Good morning, this is Steve. Hello,
good
everyone.
Morning. Good morning, Steve. You on your way to work?
On the way. Just for everybody's information, there probably won't be calls recorded from November 22nd through December 9th. I'll be on a 2.5 week vacation.
Wow. Where are you going on your vacation?
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Where are you going to be in Hawaii?
We're just taking a cruise from L.A. to and then just hop around some of the islands for a few hours for 3 or 4 days and then back on the seas. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. We're going over there, too.
Oh, really? Wow.
We're going over on the 28th. A week from tomorrow. Yikes. So, and then, yeah, we'll be on Oahu, and then on the Big Island.
Cool.
It'd be funny if we ran into each other.
That would sure be cool.
We'll be in, on Oahu, until the, and go over to the Big Island on the 2nd. So if you're in either of those places, you should tell us when you're there. Call us up on our cell phone.
Okay.
Well, today is a great Tuesday, and Donna has a very interesting information. I'm surprised that we haven't talked about this before, as I'm sure all know a bit about it. But first of all, let us welcome everybody to our Help Style call. We have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. Notice that we did put in habitual, that we develop good habits of becoming more mind and body fit. And we have done, to do this, on Monday, Mary Lou Reardon covers the basics, which she did do yesterday, and we have this 10-point chart she covers with telling us that we need to drink water, sleep, exercise, have our nutritionals, keep a journal so that we know what causes us to... We have just a basic theme of listen to your body. Your body will tell you if something is good for you or not good for you, and everybody's body is a little bit different, so it's important to learn that. And so we encourage journaling and writing down what you ate and how you felt. On the back of your journal, which is on a Y.B. Hurtin site. Then we have down 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. And so that's a guide for you. And then we have also some pH charts, and we have a goal-setting chart. And on Tuesday, we say that we look at this goal-setting chart, measurement, tracking success to ultimate goal. This is also on the YB Hurtin website. And Martha Sue Yeary is now, right now, not being with us on a daily basis because she has some things that keep her from being on here when she has a vacation she's on. But she called Tuesday, Terrific Tuesday, and we've been continuing to do that and look at what progress you're making. So first of all, you set a goal on Tuesday's a good day to do that. Set your goal of what you want to accomplish with becoming more healthy. And always think about, and this call originally was started a long, long time ago, or a similar one, to help with weight control, helping people to be at their healthiest weight. And so that's one thing that we can and measure the different sizes of us and see if we're making progress, that can be encouraging. If it's not being encouraging, then we need to try to find out why not. What habit is it we're not developing? And the other things, there are a lot of other signs of our health, our blood pressure, our cholesterol, those different blood tests that we can take that will tell us what we need to adjust. And so we can write those down and have different things for goals. Then we have a yearly goal. We can have a yearly goal and break it down to monthly goals and break that down to weekly goals and then daily setting goals that you can control on a weekly or daily basis to be able to reach our goals. And so today is a day that we like to have people share what have they seen as an improvement. Either you can tell about the last week or the last day or the last week or the last quarter or since we started in January, and so you can talk about that. What you have learned or what you have managed to set a goal to control and that you have accomplished that and what a difference it has made in your health. And we'd like to hear that this morning. So does anyone want to speak up and tell us what they have accomplished? Other than learning a whole lot of things, that's a good one to bring up as well. Appreciate if you have something to say that. We can do that quickly because I know Donna's worked hard on her lesson.
Well, this is Donna. I've not lost any more weight, but I've lost the 40 pounds. I'm kind of at a standstill. I need to really move forward this week and really work on getting some more weight off.
All right. 40 pounds is quite an accomplishment, Donna.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't hear anyone else that wanted to speak up, but I hope that you will set your goals and even small goals and accomplishing them is a step in the right direction of developing those healthy habits that we know what we need to be eating and exercising and sleeping and all those things, and if we can get better at them and develop those habits, that will lead to a healthier life. And so challenge you with Thanksgiving in the middle, eat healthily. So, of course, we are also, as we prepare our lessons and look at what we're doing to stay healthy, we are mindful that we are with NECAN, and that gives an opportunity to be able to have really a hand up and be healthier than we would be otherwise. So I'd like to introduce Donna now. Donna is from Virginia, and she is in the Eastwood group, and she is a very good scientist looking up some things for us to think about today. So here's Donna with our lesson today.
Okay, I'm going to talk about artificial sweeteners, and this is from the article from NewsmaxHealth.com, and Suzanne Summers has written this part of it. And I wasn't going to read it, but I'm ending up going to have to read more than I thought, but it'll be really quick. Okay, Americans have a sweet tooth, and the artificial sweeteners we use to satisfy it may cause weight gain or even promote cancer. In the past 20 years, sugar consumption per person has increased by 26 pounds a year to 135 pounds. In the 19th century, the average consumption per year was 5 pounds. as our appetite for sugar increased, artificial sweeteners were created to be a healthy, low-calorie substitute for sugar. But actress and health expert Suzanne Somers says artificial sweeteners can be habit-forming and cancer-causing. And today you'll find artificial sweeteners in everything from diet sodas to yogurt and baked goods. It's even in peanut butter. You have to really look at read labels. And it's in, they put Splenda in peanut butter. I can't believe this. Anyways, we're told by manufacturers that they are good for you. And for years, many people, including Suzanne Somers, and world-renowned psychologist Dr. Russell Blaylock, who Ruth, you all always have talked about too, have doubted the manufacturer's claims, fearing the sweeteners could cause a variety of health problems. Recent studies indicate they were all right all along. Editor's note was, is that what the news, oh, you can watch the video.
Donna?
Huh?
I just wondered if you disappeared.
No, I'm here. I don't know what that noise is.
I'm not hearing a noise.
Okay. Huh. Anyways, you can watch, if you want to watch this video, that Newsmax exclusive video, Doctors Quietly Curing Cancer. Battle against breast cancer and more than...
Donna?
Uh-huh.
I think you're not talking or you're cutting out.
There's a noise on my phone. I don't know why. Then now maybe that's better. Maybe I have to... Okay. It's fine. Look, can you hear me now?
Yes, but you were just gone for a long time.
Okay, let me switch phones.
Okay, Donna's talking. We'll put up our little aspartame, probably the worst of our artificial sweeteners.
They can't hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
I don't know what's wrong with my phone. That's weird. Okay. Anyways, from this article, we can email everybody if you'd like to receive it. You can watch the Newsmax exclusive video, Doctors Quietly Curing Cancer. And it's on this, in this article if you'd like to receive it.
Okay, you're very quiet. If you could speak up a little bit more, or more right into the phone.
Okay. Let me go back to the other phone. Let me see if that'll work better.
Well, that one, at least you're there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
I don't know what is wrong with the phone. That's weird. And Suzanne Somers says that she doesn't use any artificial sweeteners at all. And she's fought a successful, And she's amassed research from numerous medical experts that show artificial sweeteners can cause ailments ranging from lupus and multiple sclerosis to cancer. And then she says, what's the difference between different types of sweeteners and which are the safest? The safest ones are, well, the fake sugars are saccharin, which is sweet and low, sugar twin, and it was discovered in 1879, and it was a major artificial sweetener then. They did a study, and they found out it was linked with bladder cancer in laboratory rats in the 1970s. But they still feel like this is the safest artificial sweetener out there, the FDA does. And many years ago, Suzanne Somers recommended aspartame if you're going to use an artificial sweetener. But with the information she has today, she still thinks it is the least offensive of the artificial sweeteners. and aspartame is NutraSweet equals, and questions of its safety began to appear in the 1990s, along with articles linking it to brain tumors, multiple sclerosis, and lupus, leading the charge against aspartame with Dr. Blaylock. He was quoted as saying, "The ingredients stimulate the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage of varying degrees." And this is interesting about aspartame, because Donald Rumsfeld, I can't remember what he was in the federal government, but he helped get aspartame approved. Well, after he quit working for the government, then he went to work as the CEO of Cereal that developed aspartame. Let's see. And then in 2008, Summers said, "I interviewed Blaylock for my book, Breakthrough, and he cited two new studies by one of the biggest cancer institutes in the world, and the results were confirmed that aspartame breaks down in the body to formaldehyde, which breaks up the DNA and leaves the body with double-strand breaks most associated with cancer induction." And Dr. Blaylock says the results left no doubt in his mind. They had good evidence before that aspartame most likely produced cancer, and now we know it does for sure. And then we have Splenda, the Cercloc, I think that's how you pronounce it, S-U-C-R-A-L-O-S-C, and that followed aspartame as the next miracle sweetener. Since it was made from sugar, although approximately 600 times as sweet, proponents claim, I'm going to take a drink of water, I'm sorry, my throat. Okay, I'm sorry. Proponents claimed it tastes like sugar and hinted it was natural, but Summers discovered differently. Come to find out, Splenda is made by taking a sugar molecule and adding chlorine to it. And Suzanne Summers says, "I'm always shocked when I tell people this and they say, so, what's the problem with chlorine?" And Summers found exactly what the problem was when she interviewed Dr. Stephen Holtze. He stated, "Any chlorinated hydrocarbon in the world is toxic, carcinogenic, and Splenda was originally made as a pesticide." And I find that shocking. So she says, "Go dump the Splenda on your ant bed and come back tomorrow to see if all the ants are dead." And also, artificial sweeteners are addictive. And there are alternatives to using artificial sweeteners, and they are stevia, agave syrup, and Suzanne Summers has something called Summer Sweet. And she also suggests raw sugar, honey, white sugar. She said all are accepted by the body, but she said she prefers honey of the three, then raw sugar, then white sugar. But all of these cause increases in insulin and fat-storing hormones. And controlling this hormone so that our food is burned as fuel rather than stored as fat was a key. But you should use sugar in moderation. And Dr. Blaylock says absolutely no one should be eating artificial sweeteners. And he also talks about American diets, which contain more sugar than diets in other parts of the world, are a major cause of disease. In fact, sugar and omega-6 fats, like corn oil, are two major destroyers of our health. That's about it. Does anyone have anything they would like to add or comment about?
I do have some slides on the screen, Donna, and it tells just about aspartame. You probably covered the others more because aspartame, we know how bad it is. But I'm glad that you covered like the Splenda and everything, because people do think that's okay because it's made out of sugar. But a lot of companies still put Splenda in their products or some of the other artificial color sugars, sweeteners. So we do have on the screen some 92 different health effects associated with aspartame consumption. And so these are the eyes, the ears, and there's just lots of them.
Ruth, I forgot to say something. Whenever I used to use artificial sweeteners, which I didn't use very many at all, it would make me hungry. I'd be so hungry. So I quit using them. I didn't use very many at all, though. And the other thing, when I used Splenda, I thought it was the greatest thing because I could use it. Well, turned out I got a rash above my eye and in my head. It was red with little tiny blisters. And I actually went to the doctors 5 times, and they didn't know what was wrong. But finally, I remembered on Dr. Mercola's website, if you look up side effects for Splenda, many people got that red rash. And after you quit using it, it goes away. So I think it's really a really toxic product.
Wow. So one of the things in getting the sugar-free products out of your body is I think this is by Dr. Smith, Dr. Smith. I think I have his name on one of these because he's a doctor that's been, Dr. Lyndon Smith talks about how to get them out of your body as well, and that you know, do a detox program, and then some of the your symptoms should disappear if you detox, removing them of course from your diet, and Donna has encouraged us with that, but also learn to read your body, and get a hair analysis, be happy with yourself, and then restore the depleted nutrients and detoxification, exercise and get plenty of rest, eat 75% raw foods at every meal. And if Joan was on here, she would tell us to juice, juice, juice. Drink water, water, water. Get control of your life.
Ruth, this is Donna again. I want to add one other thing. Remember after the Gulf War, a lot of the soldiers were sick with all these neuromuscular type diseases.
Right.
Well, they think it came from the diet sodas setting in the hot heat over in the desert, and when it heats up the diet colas, it changes the chemistry of the of what's in it from the diet sweetener, mm-hmm. And that was partly the blame for it. With their diseases when they came back.
Oh my goodness! Poisoned our own soldiers.
Donna, who made that statement?
I can't remember who made that statement. I had found that out a long, long time ago. I guess I could look it up.
That's fine. That stands to reason.
Right.
I can tell you another story real quick. My younger sister, every morning when she got to work, she makes hot tea in a little styrofoam cup, and she'd use artificial sweetener. Well, every morning she got a headache, and then she finally quit using the artificial sweetener, and her headache went away. Won't get one.
And does anyone else have any experiences with artificial sweeteners?
I've never used them because I don't like the taste of them. you all probably already know this, that when you put hot things into styrofoam cups, isn't it the formaldehyde that it puts out? It's something.
I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's bad.
Yeah.
And if you drink something hot out of styrofoam cups and put lemon in it, the lemon eats away at the styrofoam.
I learned that when I take out food from a restaurant, and one time I laid a slice of lemon because it was fish in there, so I thought, well, I'll take a slice of this to put on the fish. By the time I got home, there was a hole in the side of the styrofoam.
Woo! Isn't that interesting? That's my attention.
And then if you put it in the microwave, you'll cook all those chemicals right into your food.
That's right. And I have friends who have done that. I've been in her kitchen when she puts that in the microwave to reheat leftovers.
Did you go in the other room?
No, but I said, oh, you can't do that.
You know, I was looking at these things that have aspartame in it, and I really expected to see Jell-O here. Because if you get sugarless Jell-O, well, then you get aspartame. So I decided sugar wasn't as bad as aspartame.
And what I understand is that when they made Splenda, it was originally made as an ant killer, but then they noticed the sweetness. I don't know if that's a true story, but that's what I've always heard.
Yeah, that's what this article had in it. They said, go use it on your anthills and check to see if the ants are dead the next day.
Well, but does it also say that that was the original purpose of
Splenda? They said that pesticide was the original purpose of Splenda.
Oh, okay.
Good grief. And they'll do anything to make more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the key is how Donald Rumsfeld helped pushed through aspartame, and then he went to work for the company.
Probably already did work for the company. That's pretty terrible. Okay. So what sugars do you use? What are your favorite sugars? Everybody.
I know. Even the brown sugar, does anyone know more about that? Because I think they've even said that is not really all that good for us, that it's where they've really just put a caramel color to it.
That's what I've heard, too.
This is Donna. I use agave, but I also use, it's called coconut palm sugar. And coconut palm sugar, it looks like brown sugar. It sort of tastes like brown sugar. And it's not supposed to affect your systemic levels.
Coconut palm sugar, that sounds like something good to look at. I haven't ever tried that. Especially, I like the taste of brown sugar, so that might be a good replacement.
It's a little bit different, but it reminds me of brown sugar, and it's brown like brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, of course, is stevia. Stevia. I even grew some stevia, so I have some green stevia. I'm not sure how they get it white, but I use the liquid stevia, and I'll put that in, and then sometimes I have some organic sugar, and if I want a little bit more, then I put that in by making something that I want fairly sweet.
Yeah, I also use a lot of stevia, green stevia. I can get it at bulk at the Hagen store here in Stanwood.
Mm-hmm.
And also xylitol. It's made from birch sap, I believe. It's more of an alcohol that gets broken down into something that's not that harmful, according to Dr. Mercola. But it's a lot like sugar, and it's a good substitute for in cooking if you don't want to use sugar.
I think it also prevents tooth decay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. I remember
that. I thought it was from raspberries.
Oh, okay. Well,
from more than one thing.
Well, the bag that I got, the container, the plastic, it says it's from birch on it, so.
I'm sorry.
I guess I believe what they say on the package.
Ruth, you told us about that. Is it Spry, S-P-R-Y, chewing gum? And that says on the package it's a dental defense system to dissolve all. They have found out that just like you said, it helps with it helps your teeth.
This is a product my doctor sells out of his vitamin shop, and it is the xylitol, 100% pure xylitol powder. They call it sweet and natural. No sugar highs or lows.
Yes, I still have this chewing gum, and I used to have, I'm not sure what sugar is in my toothpaste now, but it's probably xylitol.
I'm pretty sure on a Spree toothpaste, or how do you pronounce that, Spry or Spree?
I call it Spry, I don't know.
My husband now uses that, thanks to you, and it does have xylitol in it. But on this package of the chewing gum, it says, let me see, it may reduce the risk of tooth decay and improve overall oral health. And it says after each meal, chew Spree gum for at least 5 minutes. That's interesting.
That's what mine says, too. So, I've never seen xylitol available for cooking or anything like that. So anyway, anybody else have anything to say about the sweeteners?
This is Kathleen, and I have tried a lot of sweeteners like agave and even honey. I think they zap me in some way. I don't know if it's because I've been without sugar so long or just what. I find that really kind of something I should investigate. I mean, I've used just a little bit, and you got me to use the stevia, and that's kind of nice, but a little bit can be too much. I'm wondering why that happens.
Well, Kathleen, have they been heated, or are they cold spun or something? Or are they ones that you just buy in the grocery store? I
bought them at the health food store, and I've used something for baking a time or two, and I can tell that's New Naturals More Fiber Stevia Baking Blend, and it's made with new stevia extract. And then I've, of course, the agave is a liquid. I've tried brown rice syrup and tried honey in a, I made a sweet potato pie that was supposed to be in the Paleo cookbook. And it looked like it had almost no sugar or anything, but I did, it called for 4 tablespoons of honey, and I put in 2.5, and it just, I don't know.
Well, you do have your high carbs, too, in your sweet potatoes, but sounds like a blood sugar thing, maybe.
Maybe.
And then also, I think, as a general rule, if your honey is clear, it's probably been heated, and then it's not any different than a sugar. It's a regular sugar, but if you have it, if it's thick all the time,
raw.
It may be better, maybe raw. And
yes,
have all those
my asthmatic grandson was looking at the food market down in Seattle, and he said it has to be raw.
Right.
He needed honey.
So it has it has other nutrients in it that help you not. One thing that I do, Kathleen, and if I eat something sweet, I usually eat nuts with it so that it has that fiber to slow it down. Otherwise, I crash as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true. Well, should be used to slow down. I hardly use any sweetener anymore. And I just...
That's probably healthier.
Yeah, it's probably healthier. I don't know what it's all teaching me, but...
What I understand about agave, I was using it for a while until I saw on several newscasts that they do put, it had corn syrup, a lot more than even, in other words, it's not much better than using the product that has corn syrup because they have it. I think when you look on the label, it doesn't really indicate that, but that's what
I
call
it. No, it doesn't. I love this call, and you people are very valuable to me. I I say this is one of the best things I can do is get on this call every day, because there's so many, there's so much really, really good information, good minds and thinking people, and gee, it cuts through a lot of stuff. Thank you.
Nancy, I too heard that too recently, that in some of the agave, so they can make more money, they've been putting high fructose corn syrup in it. I hope mine doesn't have any in it. I get mine from Costco, and it says it's, you know, all organic agave. I hope that's what it is.
I used some agave before, and I just didn't really feel good using it, and so I just didn't buy anymore. I just tried
it. No, I won't buy anymore.
I use honey, a teeny bit of honey in my tea usually, and it's a thick honey. It's not runny. But other than that, I use stevia and organic sugar if I want to bake something. But probably I use less than a fourth of the amount of sugar. Even in jam and stuff, I just don't use very much because I use the stevia. What's really sour is rhubarb, and I like to make a rhubarb sausage. I cook my rhubarb and then add strawberries to it, and then I just put a squirt of stevia in it and then taste it, and then I put just a little bit, maybe a fourth of a cup or something like that, of the organic sugar. So I can buy a bag of organic sugar, and it lasts me for 6 months to a year, and that's not even a big bag.
This is Donna. You know what I do when I have allergies, when I get around different smells? I carry honey with me, little packages of honey. So when I start coughing, I take that little package of honey and eat it, and my cough goes away. And if I'm at home, it doesn't happen too often, I'll use raw honey, and it takes my cough straight away.
Huh. Okay, everybody, I think our time's about up for today, and thank you, Donna, for bringing this to back to our minds, and especially for those who haven't heard it before. I'm sure it's very valuable. Whitney was on here, and I think she must have gotten a call from her baby, but I know she really enjoys the call. Doesn't speak up much yet. She's learning a lot from it. So thank you all, and thank you, Donna. And I'll be here tomorrow, and then Thanksgiving we will take the day off, and we'll check with Monty and be able to announce if we're going to have a Friday call, if we're going to have a long weekend here. So all you guys have a great day. Getting ready for Thanksgiving, and we'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
You too.